Hello and welcome to Up the Villa podcast. If you're new, please subscribe, get on this journey with us. The positivity that we offer is breathtaking at times. It's brilliant. I want everyone that watches us to get involved in the comments down below and just support this channel just as much as you do this great football club. So Manchester United 0, Aston Villa 1. I am absolutely buzzing. What a result for us. Just a tremendous, tremendous performance. And I think we should all have a little drink for this team because they are absolutely out of this world. Up the Villa. I think we should all be proud of the players that put on this badge and this badge because they gave it everything today. I think Dino got it absolutely spot on. The coaching setup, McPhee, his corners, top class. The attacking coach that we've got in Danks, it's coming into fruition now. We're clinical. Just what a performance to beat Man United. We haven't done it since 2009, at Old Trafford especially. We've had a torrid time there. We've had dodgy decisions go our way. We've had crap luck at times. But today, this is our day to finally get on over that team at Old Trafford. And I'm just buzzing. I'm buzzing for every single player. Everyone at the club, I'm buzzing for the fan base, everything that we've had to go through. And we have got a very, very good team and we are going places. And I'm just buzzing we got the win. And yeah, as you can tell, I'm absolutely thrilled. How do you feel about it, Justin?
Dog's going mental as well. I think the dog's buzzing as well. Mate, I don't even drink that much, but I'm absolutely going to get smashed tonight. I can't. I'll drink to you, mate, for you having that drink. Over the moon, but it's not. It was surprising, but it wasn't, was it? Because it's been coming, that result, hasn't it? It's been coming for three or four games now. Two Chelsea games away, we should have got more than we got. I definitely should have got more on the game against in the cup game on Wednesday night as well. But it's not a surprise that we won that one today. For me, I really fancied us today. I thought we'd. Have a real good go at him. I think the formation suits us, to be honest. I think the way he sets them up suits the way we play. I think the three centre-halves allow the wing-backs to get round the back. I mean, no more than you saw that was the cash run with a great through ball, crossover to target, and he's just an unlucky target. I mean, you know, I think he falls to probably anybody else attacking-wise, and he probably buries that. He'll be disappointed he didn't put it on target. And the midfield three dominated, didn't they? I mean, yes, Pogba was this fantastic superstar midfielder, and you know, you probably would have him because he's got a lot of qualities. But would you currently swap our three for their three? I certainly wouldn't want Fred, and I wouldn't want McTominay. Douglas Luiz has been outstanding in the last few games. John McGinn, he's the heartbeat of our team, isn't he? He's, you know, so pleased he was able to play today. And the two up top are always a threat. I feel a bit sorry for Ings at the moment because he's a bit of a scapegoat at the moment. He's the one that comes off first and he looked a bit dejected when he came off. But it's the bigger picture, isn't it? The squad's there and it's just going to get better and better now. And to go to Old Trafford and win like that, when we got the corner, I just thought, just get something on this, get anything on it. And for House to be that man, you know, I'm not saying he's underrated at Villa because he's not underrated, is he? We all know he's got qualities, but he's sort of been the forgotten man in that back four, you know, the four centre-halves that we currently carry. He's the one that sort of gets overlooked all the time, but he was fantastic on Wednesday night. And I'm chuffed to bits that he got on the end of that one there. Absolutely. It's just amazing, isn't it? You know.
Yeah, for me, with this side, it's not that we've got capabilities of just putting in like the odd performance here or there against the big side or we get a fluky win. We are actually turning up at Chelsea, United, and having a real go and putting in a performance and having belief and a game plan that we can go onto that pitch and we can beat these sides today. Yep. Wasn't a shithouse win. It wasn't a fluky, oh, we got lucky and we beat United. We had chances. You look at the way we play. We it's not, the goals aren't lucky. We carving through them at times. We were dangerous on the break. We've got quality players. You know, it's starting from the keeper, world class today. Konsa, Mings, House, tremendous. The midfield, like you said, brilliant. They all know their role, and they are all confident and capable.
How scary is it now? How scary is it now to watch us evolve like we are? We haven't seen Buendia, we haven't seen Traore, we haven't seen Bailey. We've got Twan Zabi to come back in. All these players, we've got Chukwuemeka, we've got Philogene Bedence to come back in. We've got a raft of young kids that are even beyond them that are going to come in. It's mind-blowing. We said in the season preview, I think we all said that yes, you know, our expectations were slightly lowered from losing Jack, but we just hope we could finish at least where we were last season or a bit higher, hopefully 8th, 9th. Where we are now probably would be fantastic. But what we wanted to see more than anything was a team that was capable of competing with anybody in the division. And we've done that in the last week. We had that really nice set of fixtures to start with, didn't we, which we hoped we'd get more out of. And because of things that happened in the summer and everything that went on, we just started off in a bit of nothing really happened. So we was all a little bit apprehensive coming into this Chelsea, Man United, Tottenham, Everton, that little run of fixtures, thinking, Jesus, you know, if we don't play well in these little six fixtures, we could be bottom half, looking over our shoulders, pressures mounting on Dean Smith. Did we do the right thing? Blown out the water now for me. It's just gone. Dean Smith, tactically, whether it's these new coaches that have come in, but he just seems to be more tactically aware now than he was last season. He makes substitutions at the right time. We've gone away from the tried and trusted 4-3-3, so we've now developed this 3-5-2 or whatever it is, 5-3-2, however you want to look at it. So we've got options now, and this is what we said with the squad we're developing. We've got options everywhere. We can change formation. We can change personnel. We can go to these places now and just, you know, dominate them. You know, we've dominated Man United today. Yes, they've had more shots than us, but 99% of them were nothing. And Martinez dealt with everything. Like I say, would you swap Martinez for De Gea? No, you wouldn't, would you? I'm over that. This is a watershed victory for Aston Villa today. I said to you lads this morning on the group chat, I messaged you and I said, I fancy us to win today. This game today will be our Liverpool from last season. And yeah, it's a bit of, you know, I'm like we all are in here. We all think we're going to win. I hope we're going to win every game. We're very positive. But I really felt today if we could get a win, it sets a marker down for the season.
When you do get that dog in, just watch them balls that are going to be landing, because I think Fernandez.
I know any minute now. I keep waiting for the ball.
It should be landing any minutes, any minute now, I think. Obviously, we was like having a bit of a mess around on Twitter and in the Facebook group, saying what minute is the pen going to happen? And
yeah,
the pen came, didn't it? It came at the very end.
And to be fair, it was a pen, wasn't it? I think I do think it was a pen. I don't think you could have any arguments with it if that's against us. The ball comes in and his arm, when it first got given, I thought, oh, that looks harsh, because it looked like his arms were quite tucked in. But when you show it again, his arm was out. I mean, I've just listened to Solskjaer after the game and the bloke's a prat.
So salty.
What a prat. Yeah, what a dick. He was even trying to have a go at us, trying to get around the penalty spot and disrupt the taking of the penalty. Who doesn't do that? Emi Martinez is the king of disrupting the penalties, isn't he? You know, he was telling, you know, Ronaldo, why aren't you taking
it? I thought that was so funny.
Brilliant, though, isn't it? Because immediately he got Ronaldo then and Fernandes, which that might have been enough to put Fernandes off, because he's thinking, shit, if I miss this, he's going to take the next one.
He didn't do that little hop, did he?
No, I don't know. I mean, I didn't expect him to blaze it over the bar. I mean, that I'm sorry, but that is any Man United fan watches all the crap shit penalties we've had against us over the last 10 whatever years, the amount of times we've had ridiculous penalties given against us. They actually get one today, which was deserved, and it justified they've blasted it over the bar. So get stuff, Man United. You deserve that. Absolutely, that's been coming for 10 years. That has.
I just think it's brilliant. You know, I've been at work today, so I did manage to watch most of it at work, which was pretty good. And I just thought we was just brilliant. And what a time. And do you know what else is really good? We backed up the win against Everton.
Yeah.
You know, we put in a brilliant performance last week, and we've backed it up today. another clean sheet. So these clean sheets are totting up again, aren't they?
Yeah, they're racking up again, yeah.
So the defence is pretty solid. I said in the preview a couple of weeks ago as well, you're not going to get easy points when you come into Villa Park. No. It looks like on the road, we're going to be going and giving everybody a game this season as well.
Who do you fear now? Realistically, Man City, obviously, they're the obvious ones. But outside of Man City, we've now gone away to Chelsea twice, who we all think, we said in the pod at the start of the season, in our preview, we all fancy Chelsea to win the league. We've now played at Stamford Bridge twice now. Yes, we've lost them both, but the first one wasn't a 3-0 defeat, and for better finishing and not that mistake, we'd probably got a result out of that game. We definitely didn't deserve to lose the cup game. I thought we were the better team of the night. So we've now played Man United away, Chelsea away twice. We've played Everton. We've got Tottenham next week, which I think I'm looking forward to playing Tottenham.
Yeah.
Aren't you? I'm looking forward to going there.
That's the difference, and that's the level of where we're at the minute now. We're not really going into games dreading, thinking what could possibly go wrong. We have the belief that we can go into these big games and get something, and that's brilliant. That's what you want.
Exactly. That's exactly all we ask as a fan base, is to have a team to represent our club that we can be proud of. And God almighty, we've got that now. We've got a team we can all just be so proud of. And yes, we're going to lose games, and yes, there's going to be ups and downs along the way. But if the performance is like that in every single week, we're going to win a hell of a lot more games than we're going to lose. And it's just going to be a joyful experience to sit and watch Villa play now. You know, and we've got Bailey, that brilliant clip that Villa put on with Bailey giving it low, white, praying for the final whistle, going, come on, come on, come on. He's like, yes, 3 points. So the camaraderie is there as well. The team spirit's there. House's interview was fantastic when they said, you know, you're part of the squad. He said, look, I don't want to be a squad player. I want to play for this club. I want to be one of the main men. And if they've all got that attitude and they've all got the right, which they seem to have, they want to play everywhere. Yes, none of them are going to be happy sitting on the bench, but they're going to want to play as much as they possibly can. And they're all going to do their very, very best when they get their chance. But if they're not playing, they're going to be supporting the other team. You know, the bench was over the moon. It was ecstatic where we would. Smith was pumping his fist to the away fans today. I mean, the fans don't, you know, we just got a phenomenal following as well. I mean, to be there today would have been a joy. I know a few people that went, and in fact, I went to see Warwickshire yesterday. I'll just big up for the Warwick winning the league yesterday. I know it's a cricket thing, but I went with my mate yesterday who goes to all the away games, and we sat and watched all day at Warwick yesterday, and they've managed to pull it off and win the league for the first time in 9 years. And as he left, I shook his hand. He said, I've got to get going. He said, because I'm going to Manchester first thing in the morning to watch the Villa. I said, just wait until we win tomorrow now. What a couple of days you're going to have. And we have. And I messaged him. I said, I told you I was going to win today. Buzzing.
It's brilliant. And I think Dean always says, don't get too high when you win or too low when you lose. But I think for today, Villa fans, just enjoy it.
Absolutely. Because
we do not beat these in years. Do you know what I mean? So just enjoy it.
Doesn't happen very often.
Have a great weekend. We'll end it there. We'll be back probably in a couple of days. Still buzzing, still on this. We'll do our preview for Spurs. But thanks for watching. Thanks for all our support.